All right. That's the weather. Now, stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. Yeah. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be exploring a very interesting artist, a man named Paul Buckmaster, a British arranger, composer, and conductor. So you might be thinking, you know, I thought that this is a singer-songwriter's, you know, rock and roll type show. Who is Paul Buckmaster? I've never heard of Paul Buckmaster. Well, you know, I felt the same way. I had a slight memory of the name from somewhere, but I wasn't sure. I saw an article in the New York Times about Paul Buckmaster, and He is apparently somebody whose work and whose music I've been intimately familiar with all my life. And before the program is over today, I think you're probably going to agree with me that, oh my, I know who Paul Buckmaster is. So let's find out more. Okay, Paul Buckmaster. He was born in London, England, on June 13th in 1946, and he just passed away on November the 7th in 2017. He was 71 years old, and he died at his home in Los Angeles, California. And I came across his obituary in the New York Times, and it started me on a realization of who this man is. So, Paul Buckmaster. He was kind of a child prodigy. He started studying classical music, and when he was 4 years old, he was a cellist. He started playing the cellist at a very, very young age. He actually attended the Royal Academy of Music and received his degree there when he was 21 years old. And all indications seem to say that Paul Buckmaster was going to have an incredible career as a classical musician, as a cellist, probably. But that's not what happened. A series of fortuitous introductions changed his destiny. And he was the person that was assigned doing the arrangements of the orchestral music on David Bowie's Space Oddity in 1969. His name is Paul Buckmaster. He did an interview with The Guardian in 2010 where he talked a little bit about working with David Bowie. So it was in 1969. Paul Buckmaster's manager, Tony Hall, introduced him to David Bowie. And it was at the office of the person who was producing the album, Gus Dudgeon. So Gus and Tony, and here's a quote from Paul Buckmaster, "Gus and Tony thought I should be the arranger for the forthcoming recording session for Space Oddity. Writing the chart for rhythm section and strings was fun. I was still new to this and tried out some unusual effects. The session took place at Trident Studios in London using an 8-track recorder. It went smoothly. We did the basic track first with David on jumbo guitar, which a large body acoustic, together with the rest of the rhythm section and Rick Wakeman's Mellotron. Then David's vocal and stylophone, a pocket-sized electronic keyboard, and finally, strings and flutes. Paul Buckmaster arranged the strings and flutes and recording, arranged and conducted David Bowie, Space Oddity, Ground Control to Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2,
check ignition,
1.
And may God's love lift be off. With you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. Stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing we'll be right back.
David Bowie, Space Oddity from 1969. And Paul Buckmaster did the arrangement of the strings. He composed the strings parts. He arranged them. He conducted them. Have you ever been in a recording studio? It's really interesting when you listen to a lot of recordings and you hear the finished product, it's hard to discern how many people and how many different things are going on in the studio. You've always got the artist, the songwriter. That's the artist. You've got a producer. And then sometimes they bring in an arranger. And I think that that role is often really underappreciated. Arrangers, the word that people use in the business is that the arranger is going to sweeten the music. They're going to add some strings and some other flutes and stuff, and they're going to sweeten the music. And I really think it downplays the incredible role that an orchestral arrangement has. And it's always fascinated me, the use of orchestra in rock and roll. And apparently Paul Buckmaster is a true master. And so many of the songs that I have known all my life that I've loved because of the way they combine the richness of the orchestral instrumentation with the electric guitar and bass and drums of a rock band, that Paul Buckmaster was the man behind that work. It's truly astounding for me. So there we go. It's 1969. And that's David Bowie. So right after he finishes that recording, he goes to a concert by Miles Davis. He actually ends up working with Miles Davis. And while he's there, he gets introduced. Elton John is at that concert. And Elton John is working on his second album, which is going to be released in 1970. And it's just called Elton John. And so it was decided that Paul Buckmaster should be the person that arranges all the strings and does all the orchestration for all of the first three Elton John albums. And so I'm going to go back to that interview in The Guardian from 2010, where Paul Buckmaster talks about working with Elton John on these early recordings of his. Sometimes I work with the artist, sometimes with the producer, sometimes both. Often I'm sent the basic track or demo, and I'm left alone in relative freedom to make my own choices. On the first three Elton John albums, Elton gave Gus and me total freedom. The only part which was never arranged was Elton's piano. Gus and I sat in his office, and we went through each song and worked out the type of orchestration which would suit each track. We effectively designed each song as an individual piece, giving it its own character. An example is Your Song. They decided not to bring in the rhythm section until the third verse, where we're about to listen to it, so pay attention. They don't bring in the rhythm section until the third verse. And this is what Buckmaster says, quote, "The delayed entry of the rhythm section makes it more dramatic and serves to lift the piece into a more propulsive mood. One general rule is to hold back as much as possible to give the listener the chance to get to let the song grow and unfold, introducing new sonic elements, such as new instruments or sectional groupings. If you have everything from the beginning, you have nowhere to go." That's an incredible philosophy. And those words are so descriptive of the music. We're going to listen to two tracks that Paul Buckmaster did. The first one is the one we just talked about, Your Song. And then from The Madman Across the Water, released in 1971, we're going to listen to Tiny Dancer. Now, I'd like to suggest you know these songs. You've heard these songs before. So instead of just focusing on Elton singing and the words, pay attention to the production values, to the instrumentation. Listen to the orchestra. Try to imagine the song without it. And you'll realize his words, that when the orchestra is used in the way that he does, you're unaware of it usually. You don't know what it is, but the drama builds, and you get an incredible sense, a chill, a goosebump sort of factor from the way that the orchestra is used. Elton John, Paul Buckmaster's arrangement, Your Song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Sat on the roof and kicked out the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. You can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Seamstress for the band. now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Tickets I've forgone, turning back, she just laughs, full of all.
All right, we're having a little problem there with a technical glitch on that CD. But you do know that song, Elton John, Tiny Dancer. And right before that, Your Song. Both of those songs arranged the orchestral arrangements by Paul Buckmaster, who passed away on November the 7th in 2017, 71 years old. And when he passed away, Elton John wanted to pay a tribute to Paul Buckmaster, and he tweeted, this is Elton John's tweet, R.I.P. Paul Buckmaster, so heartbroken. He helped make me the artist I am, a revolutionary arranger. He took my songs, made them soar. That's really a touching tribute. So, you know, he did that work in 1971. That same year, he also did the arrangements for Harry Nilsson, one of my favorite songs, Harry Nilsson's Without You. This is from Nilsson Schmielsen, and this is from also the same year as Mad Men Across the Water, 1971, Nilsson.
No, I can't forget this evening or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. If living is without you, I can't live. I can't give anymore. I can't live. If living is without you, I can't give. I can't give anymore. Well, I can't forget this evening. Your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. I can't live living is without you.
That's Harry Nilsson. 1971. Can't Live Without You. And Paul Buckmaster did those string arrangements. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're exploring the artistry and the work of Paul Buckmaster, a British arranger, composer, and conductor. He started out, he could have had a career as a classical musician, but he ended up in bed with rock and roll. And it's interesting because you hear the idea that he's working in ballads. And, you know, ballads are great because they lend themselves to strings and flutes. But, you know, we started with David Bowie, and Space Oddity is not a ballad. The Elton John stuff is very ballady, and so is the Nilsson song that we just heard. But there's an incredible, it's one of my desert isle, you know, if you were on a desert island, what music would you have to have? In 1971, the same year that he did the Elton John stuff and what we just heard, he also was with the Rolling Stones on their Sticky Fingers album. And he did the orchestration and arrangements for two songs on that album. And to me, it's some of the best rock and roll ever done. I'm going to save that track for the end of the show. But, you know, so it's not just rock and roll. It's incredible the variety of genres and musicians that he worked with. In 1971, we're in the same year, the very same year, he did Leonard Cohen's album, Songs of Love and Hate. He was the arranger and the conductor. You know, Madman Across the Water. You know that Carly Simon song in 1972? You're so vain. Uh-huh. Paul Buckmaster did the arrangement. That same year that he did that with Carly Simon, he works with Miles Davis. Miles Davis. He's the arranger and the conductor on Miles Davis's album, On the Corner. The next year, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Sean Phillips, 1973, Elton John, Don't Shoot Me, I'm the Piano Player, you know, Carly Simon, you know, Hotcakes, Miles Davis again, Elton John again in 1976, 1977, The Grateful Dead, I mean, he's incredible. We're going to listen to The Grateful Dead from 1977. The album is called Terrapin Station, and it's a very unusual album because there's one side of, you know, individual rock and roll tracks. You flip the album over and the entire side is one long unbroken piece. And guess who? Paul Buckmaster was the arranger and the conductor of the entire side of the side two. So we can't listen to the whole thing, because I'd like to play a lot of things for you today. So we're just going to listen to an excerpt from 1977, The Grateful Dead, Terrapin Station, Paul Buckmaster.
Thank you.
1977, the Grateful Dead, Terrapin Station. Oh my goodness. Paul Buckmaster did those orchestral arrangements, and I think it's an incredible example of how fluid he is, all the different types of music that he's able to come into and do his work. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute, but we were in 1977, and I'm going to continue to chronologically tell you who he was working with. Okay, the next year he goes back with Elton John, a single man. 1983, Stevie Nicks, The Wild Heart. 1983, you know, Mick Jagger, She's the Boss. Kenny Loggins in 1991. I mean, so now, and Lionel Richie in 1992, back to front. And now he goes into country. 1993, Dwight Yoakam. Ain't That Lonely Yet? From this time. 1995, The Jayhawks. 1995, again, back to Elton John, Made in England. 1996, Celine Dion, Falling Into You. Same year, The Counting Crows, Recovering the Satellites. I mean, Paul Buckmaster worked with such an incredible assortment of musicians and did so much to elevate their music. 1997, Collective Soul, The Scream 2 soundtrack. Julio Iglesias Jr. in 1999, Under My Eyes. No Doubt in 2000. 2001, Elton John, Songs from the West Coast. Whoa. So we're getting very close to the present moment, and this is the now and then aspect of the show. So now we've heard a lot of the music from the 70s and the early stuff he did. Now we're going to hear some of the most recent stuff he did at the end of his life. In 2001, there's a band called Train, and they released an album called Drops of Jupiter. And Paul Buckmaster, you know, did the arrangement on that song. And he received a Grammy Award for that song. In 2002, he received the Grammy Award for the best arrangement. An incredible acknowledgement. And so, you know, what is it that an arranger does exactly? Well, let me go back to that Guardian interview he gave in 2010, and he talks about what an arranger does. Here's what Paul Buckmaster has to say, quote, "Being able to enhance the emotive quality and bring out the intent of the lyric and the artist's performance, adding orchestral passages and textures should give added depth and dimensionality, physically, psychologically, and orally speaking. I feel I've succeeded when the goosebump thrill factor kicks in. A good arranger needs lots of skills, including a thorough working knowledge of harmony and counterpoint, the ability to sense what is right and proportional in the context of the song being arranged, knowledge of composition, the art of orchestrating." Unbelievable. So let's step into the present, and we're going to listen to three tracks. The first one is that Grammy Award-winning track where he was the Grammy Arrangement of the Year. The band is called Train. It's called the Drops of Jupiter. It's from 2001. I'm just going to go down the discography a little bit. Faith Hill, Back into Country in 2002. He works with Train again in 2003. And in 2004... he works with Tears for Fears, where we're going to listen to this track. He works with Tears for Fear on a track called Secret World. That same year, he's with Keith Urban. He's with the Wallflowers. That same year, 2005, actually. He works with Faith Hill. It's in 2005, Carrie Underwood, Bon Jovi, Jesse McCartney, Kenny Rogers. My God, it just is astounding. Michael Blue Bay, sorry, I can't pronounce it, 2007. Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose, worked with him on Chinese Democracy. Taylor Swift in 2010 on her Speak Now album, Paul Buckmaster arranges the orchestra and does the conducting on Back to December and Haunted, Taylor Swift. I mean, he's working with the best people in the business. And so we're going to hear the Train track, and we're going to hear Tears for Fears, Secret World from 2004. And then we're going to hear from 2016, Heart released an album called Beautiful and Broken. And we're going to hear a track, more of a hard rock track called Cities Burning. So we're going to hear these three songs back to back. And keep in mind that the thing all of these songs have in common is Paul Buckmaster has done the orchestration and the arrangements. Let's start with Train.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head, she acts like summer and walks like rain, reminds me that there's a time to change. Hey, hey, hey. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, hey, hey.
Heart. That song is called Cities Burning. That's recorded and released in 2016. It's called Beautiful Broken. Right before that, Tears for Fears, Secret World from Everybody Loves a Happy Ending in 2004. And we started that set with Train, Drops of Jupiter from 2002. And all three of those songs, the orchestration, the arranging, the conducting of Paul Buckmaster. This show today is a tribute to Paul Buckmaster. And God bless you for the work you did and the beautiful music that you made all these years. Rest in peace.
Thank you.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, the work of Paul Buckmaster, the British arranger, composer, and conductor. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m., Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's about 30 seconds before 4 in the afternoon. It's currently 40 degrees here at our studios. We're in Jeffersonville. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're community radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Stay tuned.